It's wonderful to be back, and it's wonderful to be back in Houston.
回到 Houston 何等美好。
We have quite a long history here with many of you.
我们与在这边的弟兄姐妹 许多的弟兄姐妹有很长的历史。
I do see some new faces.
我也看到有许多新的面孔。
And that's always good.
是非常好的。
40 years ago this week, or last week, that we moved to Houston.
40年以前的这个礼拜,或者是上个礼拜, 我们搬到休斯顿来。
And some of you were with us personally at that time, at least my daughter was.
有些人,他们那时候跟我们在一起, 至少我的女儿那时候跟我们在一起。
But 26 years ago, we met a number of you that are seated here today.
但是26年以前,我们与在座有些人在这边坐在这里的人相遇。
And that's very meaningful.
对我们是非常有意义的。
We're still in the race.
我们还在这条奔跑的路上。
And it's no small thing.
这不是一件小事。
We've gone through deaths together.
我们一起经过死亡。
We've gone through wonderful times together.
我们也一起有许多美好的时间。
We had to put up with each other.
我们必须要彼此的包容。
Get our eyes off from the exterior and see only the Christ in one another.
但是我们只是看到基督和我们彼此的。
It's the most difficult thing for believers to learn.
这是对于信主的弟兄姐妹来说一件
to truly have patience and love for one another.
真正的我们彼此相爱也彼此忍耐。
We just observed the Lord's table.
刚才我们一起来拨饼。
The people of Israel said, Psalm 78:19, cynically they asked the question, can God provide a table in the wilderness?
在诗篇78篇19节,以色列人这样问主说, 神能够在旷野摆设宴席吗?
We've experienced some of the benefits of that Lord's table even this last week.
甚至在过去的一个礼拜, 我们经历到主在旷野为我们摆设宴席。
And when we come together this morning, just the communion with the Lord and with one another is a wonderful banquet supply from that table.
当我们一起聚集与弟兄姐妹一起来拨饼的时候, 神用祂丰富来供应我们在祂的宴席里。
Why do we have the Lord's table the first day of the week, every week?
为什么每个礼拜在第一个礼拜的第一天我们一起拨饼呢?
Is this going to become an old religious ceremony?
难道只是一个传统的一个宗教的一个仪式吗?
The Lord's table is Christ crucified and His church.
主的桌子就讲到基督钉十字架以及他的教会。
And the Lord Jesus is infinite.
主是他是无限的。
The next billion years, we will be spending time understanding the length, breadth, height, and depth of the Lord's table, the Lord Jesus.
在以后的千万年当中, 我们要与弟兄们一同来明白主爱长阔高深。
And being able to commune with one another, what a blessing and encouragement.
能够与弟兄姐妹一起来拨饼来交通是何等的祝福何等的可以受激励。
I truly was encouraged when I saw so many familiar faces that we've seen over the years and still here this morning.
当我看到许多熟悉的面孔我们聚会许多年但现在仍然坐在这里我的心何等受激励。
The Lord Jesus Christ and His people are the most important thing on this earth.
在这地上最重要的事就是主耶稣基督和他的子民。
This morning we would like to talk about, again, the ways of God.
早晨，我们还要一起在思想神的道路。
Let's open our Bibles first by just a couple verses in John.
我们请打开圣经，有几在约翰福音有几节的经节，我们一起来读。
Very familiar, John 1, the first three verses.
约翰福音一章一到三节。
We're going to be talking about beginning today.
早晨，我们一起来思想开始或起初。
And this first verse starts with "in the beginning."
这一节一章一节就说太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. This He here refers to the Lord Jesus. All things were made, by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him, Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
约翰福音一章一节，太初就是从非常起初，一开始的时候，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，这道就是指我们主耶稣基督。万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Father, we're thankful for your word this morning.
天父，我们早晨感谢你的话。
Thank you for inviting us to your table.
感谢你早晨邀请我们到你的宴席当中。
It truly is a picture of you, your person, the cross, and the church.
这实在代表了主你的自己十架和你的教会。
Just as Abraham built that altar and immediately he could touch God.
就像亚伯拉罕当他筑坛的时候，他马上就遇见神。
So we come this morning around the Lord's table, around that cross, and are able to commune with thee.
所以早晨我们聚集在你薄饼的桌子面前，我们可以与你相交。
Speak through your word this morning.
早晨你来对我们说话。
We need to hear from you.
我们需要听见你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Last week, this coming week, there will be tens of thousands of graduation ceremonies across this land.
在这个地的当中，在美国，上个礼拜、这个礼拜，还有再来的几个礼拜，有许多许多的毕业典礼。
There will be many, many speeches.
有许多许多毕业典礼的演讲。
My question is this morning, if God was giving a graduation address, a commencement speech, what would He say to those students?
所以早晨我们要思想的问题就是，如果神来给这个毕业典礼的演讲，神会说什么？
Those graduating from 8th grade, 12th grade, getting their bachelor's degree, college, and even postgraduate, what would God say to all those students?
有些人从八年级毕业，有些人从十二年级毕业，或者是大学毕业，或者研究所毕业，神会对这些学生说什么呢？
Well, we know that God would not say, "You're the best."
我们知道神不会对这些学生说你是最好的。
The world has been waiting for you.
这个世界正等着你呢。
You are the savior to all the challenges that are out there.
对，在所有的拯救所有的挑战当中，你会来扮演一个拯救者的角色。
If you hadn't come along, it's hard telling whether the world could even go on.
如果说你不来的话，我们甚至不确定这世界是不是能够这样继续下去。
You're the person to meet the challenge.
你是这个能够来接受挑战的人。
No, God would not say that, and you can't find that in the Word.
不，神不会这样说，而且你不会找到这样的字在圣经里面。
we know some things that the Lord would say.
我们知道有些事情是主会说的。
Everything that he said would center around the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神说的每一件事情都会以主耶稣基督为中心。
Our Heavenly Father has put his Son at the center of the universe.
因为我们的天父把他的儿子放在这个全宇宙之间的中心。
Everything, even related to all 7 billion people on this planet today, are to be centered in His Son.
对于所有在这个星球上在地球上生活的的人来说，所有的中心就是他的儿子。
And even with us believers, it takes us a long time to learn that.
就算对我们这些信主的人来说，也要花很多的时间来学习。
The children of Israel knew God.
以色列人他们认识神。
They saw His power in extricating the children of Israel out of Egypt.
因为当神把他的子民从埃及带出来的时候，他们见着神的能力。
They daily saw His provision in the wilderness.
每一天在旷野里面，他们看见神对他们的供应。
40 years, but they never learned the ways of God.
有40年之久，可是他们却仍然不明白神的道路。
They never learned God's purpose.
他们也不知道神的目的。
And we as God's children fall into that same trap.
我们神的儿女们也很容易陷在同样的网罗的里面。
If God has sovereignly and wonderfully revealed His Son to you, and you have believed in Him,
如果神在他的主权里面，他把神的儿子晓谕给你，那你相信他。
You know that there is a God.
你知道有一位神。
No question in your heart.
在你的心里面完全不存在这个疑问，就是有一位神。
This wasn't a decision that you learned.
这不是你来做一个决定。
This is not something you were convinced of in taking a class on the gospel.
并不是你被说服，所以你来参加一个福音班。
God shown His Son, the God of glory appeared to you.
神在他把他荣耀的儿子显现给你看。
But that does not guarantee that you know.Even while you're on this earth.
就算这样，也不能保证你就会知道说你为什么在这地上。
And God would say to any graduating class, and that includes all of us here.
神会对每一个要毕业班这样说，包括我们所有的每个人。
Because when our brother Robert opened the Lord's table today, he said, every day is what? A new beginning.
因为 Robert 弟兄今天在播饼聚会开始的时候说，每一天都是一个新的开始。
We are on a 24-hour clock.
我们一天有24个小时。
When the sun comes up tomorrow morning, it is a new day.
当太阳明天早晨升起的时候，就是一个新的一天。
There will never be a May 25th, 2015 again after tomorrow. That's it.
明天以后就不会再有5月25号2015年。
And God has a purpose for that day.
因为神在每一天有他的旨意。
So where would God begin if He was given a commencement? Commencement meaning beginning, a beginning address.
当神如果要给一个毕业典礼，毕业典礼的这个英文的意思就是开始，这个开始的时候，他会怎么说呢？
The answer is in all 66 books.
答案就在所有圣经里面66卷书。
We will not cover the entire Bible this morning.
今天早晨我们不会整本圣经我们都来讲。
But let's go to the first word in the Bible.
但是我们来看圣经里面第一个字。
In the beginning, God.
起初神。
God created man.
神造人。
Now I'd like to just spend a minute with every person who gave a commencement address.
我 要花几分钟时间来讲说，如果要给这毕业典礼的演讲人他们怎么说
呢？ And ask them just one question of logic.
如果是一个逻辑性的问题，他们会思想什么呢？
Would not it be logical to go to the Creator and ask Him the question regarding where do we begin?
如果你要给一个演讲，是不是应该到这个造物主的面前，回到起初，然后来询问神说，要从哪里开始呢？
Where do we go from here? You are the Creator, Father. Each one of us have been created by God for a purpose. Where do we go?
主神，你是创造者，我们每一个位都是被你所创造，我们应该怎么开始呢？
No, but we have a problem.
有一个问题。
And our problem is this, is that when you and I were born, we were born in what the Bible calls sin.
有一个问题，就是你和我生下来的时候，就生在罪中。
And that sin simply means I took God's place. I, self, is very important.
罪的意思就是说，我取代了神的位置，我很重要。
I have a right to my life.
我对于我的一生，我有权柄。
I make decisions for my life.
我来做我一生中间所要做的决定。
I don't have a clue if tomorrow is going to come, but I've got a 10-year plan.
我不知道明天会怎么样，但是我有一个十年的计划。
See how foolish we are?
我们是不是很愚蠢呢？
We do not know if we're going to even be breathing tomorrow, but we have a plan.
我们甚至不知道我们明天能否。
We are going to retire at such an age.
但是我有一个计划，我什么时候要退休？
At 39, I'm going to be financially independent.
39岁，我就要经济上能够独立。
There might be 3 or 4 recessions and depressions. I'm just going to bulldoze through those things.
也许有3-4次的大萧条，可是不管怎么样，我会冲过这些难处。
Man is so foolish.
但是人实在是很愚蠢。
We do not go to the architect. We do not go to the engineer, the builder, the construction material. He is everything.
我们却没有到这个工程师或者是这个建造者的面前，他才是一切。
He knows the future.
他知道未来。
And every graduation a student needs to know that only one person, God Almighty and the Son and the Holy Spirit as one, know tomorrow.
所有的毕业生都要知道，只有一位，就是三而一的神，他知道他掌管明天。
And need to beGod needs to be consulted.
所以我们需要来询问神。
When we move a little bit further in Genesis 1, we come to that little phrase where God says, let us make man in our image and our likeness.
当我们再往下读，神就说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
God would remind these students,You've been made in my likeness, but you're not like me in a lot of ways.
所以神会提醒这些毕业生，你是照我的形象造的，但是你却不太像我，在很多方面都不像我。
By nature, we are all angry people.
从本性来说，我们都是很容易生气的人。
We are very proud people.
我们很骄傲的人。
Arrogant people.
我们都是很自负的人。
We are a boastful people.
很容易来自夸的人。
We're very impatient.
我们缺乏忍耐。
We're not kind.
而且没有恩慈。
All these wonderful characteristics of a compassionate, tender, gentle Lord, we don't have.
我们没有像神一样，他是。何等充满慈爱，充满怜悯，充满忍耐。
But the blueprint is very clear. We're made in God's image.
但是这蓝图是很清楚的，因为我们是照神的形象造的。
We know that this is where the cross comes in that we sang about this morning.
我们就知道这是十字架为什么要进来到我们的里面，就像我们今天早晨所唱的。
Come to the cross, and we say, Lord, you are all and all. I receive you.
到十字架的面前，我们对主说：“你是一切，我来接受你。”
I'm tired of battling life on my own.
我对于自己在这个人生里面的一些冲突征战，我已经疲倦了。
I come to the Creator.
所以我回到创造主的面前。
And we enter into the kingdom of God that way.
这是我们进到神国的一条路。
But with most of us, and I definitely include myself here, we immediately then turn around and run our own life.
但是我们虽然到主的面前，可是包括我在内，我们许多人常常就一转回来，就要往自己的道路上奔。
And much of the suffering that we go through is self-imposed because we have forgotten the Creator.
许多我们人生的苦难都是自找的，因为我们忘了那个创造我们的主。
When we go further in Genesis, and as God is writing this commencement speech, He starts to give some examples, like Abraham. He says, Abraham, go forth from your country.
当神我们往下读，当看见神若来写这个毕业典礼的演讲，他就找到一个人叫亚伯拉罕，他说离开你的本地本族父家。
When we are enveloped with sin, self-love,We then look to the world to satisfy that vacuum, that emptiness in our heart.
当我们现在最终现在自我的里面，我们就要往世界来看，来用世界方法来填补我们里面心里面的空处。
And we become enmeshed in the world's systems.
我们就与世界的法则就融在一起。
We look to Wall Street for the financial aspect.
如果在财务上有什么样的想法，我们就到华尔街里面去看。
We look to the healthcare system to take care of health issues.
我们有疾病，我们就会想说这个医疗系统怎么样能够来解决我的问题。
And man is constantly trying to make this earth once again a Garden of Eden.
人总是在靠着自己的办法让这世界成为伊甸园。
Security from something down here. And the Lord takes famine, takes illness, and He takes loss of job, He takes all these things to try and bring us back to where we worship Him.
我们想要从在地上得着满足，那可是神就借着饥荒，借着疾病，借着我们失业来把我们带回到他的面前。
Abraham's family, his occupation, his religion, everything was in Ur of the Chaldees.
亚伯拉罕这个人，他的职业、他的工作、他的所有的事情都在乌尔，就是他住的地方。
And God says, "Go forth from your country, separate."
所以神对亚伯拉罕说：“离开你的本国，就是要与你的本国分开来。”
In the Old Testament.All these pictures of God's way are demonstrated by physical temporal means.
所以神的旨意就从这些实际上的事情来显明。
Today, to this verse, to us today means our heart is separated from thinking that anything on this earth is truly secure.
对我们今天来说，我们当看到神对亚伯拉罕的呼召，神就提醒我们，我们不要从地上来得着，觉得说我们是很安全的。
God wants us to know that He first of all is our daily bread. The righteous do not beg bread.
神要我们来认识，他是我们每天的供应的食物所，他供应我们每天的食物，一人不会讨饭。
He is our peace and joy. We don't need entertainment. Enveloping our life every second of the day to to have joy and peace.
神是平安喜乐，所以我们不需要来依靠地上的娱乐来让我们觉得很享受。
He is our ultimate great physician, not the healthcare system. Excuse me, Jack, about that.
所以神是最终最伟大的医生，而不是这地上的医疗体系。
Oh, we have so many alternatives when it comes to healthcare.
当我们来看这个医疗的时候，我们有许多的选择。
In all the history of mankind,The greatest health care is at your fingertips today.
我们从历史来看，最好的医疗就是你可以触及到的。
And there are insurances and stuff to allow you to have that health care.
是的，有许多的健康保险。
And so it's very, very tempting when something happens and we hear something is not right in our body.Is to call the doctor.
当我们身体上有些地方不舒服的时候，我们就马上想到就是来给医生打电话。
That's our peace. The healthcare system will fix it.
我们会想说，那这医疗体系会来帮助我，来医治我的疾病。
And after three or four visits to the doctor, we said, "Oh, maybe I should pray."
当看医生三四次以后，才会想到说，哎，也许我该祷告。
Instead of beginning.With the one who created this body.
不是说你一开始就想到创造我们身体的主。
Just a little secret here, we'll just slip it in regarding illness.
关于生病有一个秘诀。
Regarding death.
或者是关于死亡，我们应该怎么样面对呢？
Every one of us, the sooner the better, have to come to that place where we.Like as Isaac is on that altar.
我们每一个人都要面临到这个情形，就像以撒一样，需要被献在祭坛上。
Are you okay today if the Lord should take you home today?
如果今天主把你接回天家，可以吗？
Can you release your loved one today?
今天你可以与你所爱的人来分别吗？
Not an easy question.
这不是一个容易的问题。
And in time, the Lord deals with that, bring us to that place where we can say yes.
在我们的一生当中，神来训练我们，把我们带到这个地步，我们可以说是可以。
Lord, if you want to take me home today, it's okay.
主，如果你今天要带我回家，很好。
You're the God of the universe. You do everything right.
你是宇宙的神，所以你做每一件事情都是做得对的。
Your timing is perfect.
你的时间总是最好的。
You're the one who says there's a time to be born, there's a time to go home.
你的话告诉我们，生有时，死有时。
As believers in Jesus Christ, we are going to be welcomed by the Lord.
我们信主的，当我们离开这世界，神来欢迎我们。
May the Lord give us.Revelation in this area.
愿主在这方面给我们启示。
That we can say yes to the Lord's plan.
所以我们对主的计划，我们可以向主说是。
And everything in life is the same.
生活上的每一件事情都是一样的。
Our jobs are the Lord, from the Lord.
我们的工作是从主来的。
Our children, our grandchildren, our parents, from the Lord.
我们的儿女，我们的孙子孙女和我们的父母都从主来的。
May we not hold tightly to these things?
因为我们不是把这些事情紧紧的抓在我们手中。
Bondage. It's bondage.
这些如果是这样，就是一个捆绑。
Binds the heart, and we don't sleep at night.
如果我们被在捆绑之中，我们晚上就没办法睡觉。
Oh, to know that our lives are in the hands of a loving God.
我们要知道我们的生活，我们的生命都在爱我们的神的手中。
Whether He gives us 20 years or He gives us 80 years, the Lord knows.
他给我们20年或者是80年，他知道。
He knows what's best.
他知道什么是对我们最好。
How did the Lord start with Moses?
神对摩西是从哪里开始的呢？
Well, one thing is kind of interesting. It took a while for Moses to graduate from school.
有一件事情是很有意思的，摩西花很多年他才毕业。
You know, the story of Moses is not just a fairy tale.
摩西的故事不是一个童话故事。
We love to tell our children the story of Moses.
是的，我们很喜欢对我们的孩子讲摩西的故事。
But that story is meant to communicate life to us. It's supposed to teach us.
但摩西的故事来教导我们生命的事。
It takes time for God to get us into that image and likeness of His Son.
需要花一段时间，所以可以把他的性情、他的形象制作在我们里面。
At about age 80, Moses wrote a wonderful psalm, Psalm 90.
也许八十岁的时候，摩西就写了诗篇九十篇。
And he said, "A man lives to be about 70 or 80," and I'm putting a parenthesis there. That's where I am, and I'm about ready to check out probably.
摩西说人一生的年日是七十岁，若强壮可以到八十岁，这就是我差不多的年纪，我差不多要从这个世界上要来结束了。
But God had a person at age 80 that He could use.
但是在一个人八十岁的时候，神得着这个人，他可以来用。
Moses, take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground.
摩西，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
You are on holy ground this past week. Let me rephrase that. You at least had the opportunity to be on holy ground last week.
在过去这个礼拜，至少我们每个人都有这个机会站在圣地。
In your employment, in your home, coming to meetings like this, all is to be holy ground.
不管在工作、在家庭，或是来到聚会当中，都是我们进到圣地的机会。
And for that to happen, we have to couple things. We have to be able to hear God's voice.And we have to be able to obey God's voice.
但是要进到圣地，首先我们要听见神的声音，然后我们要顺服神。
I don't know what it means, spiritually to take off his shoes.
我不晓得属灵上来讲，把脚上的鞋脱下来是什么意思。
But I will emphasize what I do know.
但是我会强调我所知道的。
It was a test to Moses. Moses.Are you listening to me, God says, and will you obey?
但是这对摩西是来试验摩西，看摩西有没有听见神的声音，而且来遵守。
That listening and obeying is the key every day to God's commencement address.
神对我们这个毕业典礼的演讲，我们要能够听见，最重要就是要能够知道听见他的声音，而且顺从。
Moses, take off your shoes. You are standing on holy ground, and he took them off.
当摩西听见神对他说话，那他就把他脚上鞋脱下来。
Every step we take during a day, it's to claim it for God.
当我们生活里面的每一步，我们都是要为神来得着神所要达到的。
God says, "I will make man in." My image, he also said in that same little passage there, for a purpose, to subdue it, take dominion. I'll even read it exactly to you. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, rule over it.
当神造人照着他的形象和样式造的时候，他也同样的想说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，要管理这些所有的生物。
When the Holy Spirit is in us and we put our foot down, we say, this is the Lord's, this person, this gathering, this fellowship, that's holy ground.
当神圣灵在我们的里面，我们在每一件所做的事情上，我们脚踏出去，那这就是圣地。
Our work with these hands, our eyes, our ears, our mouth, all about holy ground. This is, we are a holy people.
因为我们是圣洁的，所以我们的手脚、我们的眼睛、我们的嘴巴，这一切所做都可以成为圣洁的。
There's no place for idle talk.
没有地方可以有机会可以适合来闲谈的。
No place for levity.
所以没有任何一个地方可以好像
闲谈。God is looking for a holy people.
神来寻找圣洁的人。
A people that love Him with all their heart, soul, and mind.
他们是尽心尽意尽力来爱主的。
A people that are mastered by the Lord Jesus, possessed by the Lord Jesus,
是主耶稣基督所拥有，而且这些人以主耶稣为主的人。
Yes, even obsessed with the Lord Jesus.
他们是完全的被主耶稣基督所征服、所得着的。
This is our calling. This is what God would say at commencement.
这就是我们的呼召，这就是神在毕业典礼演讲的时候他会说的。
When you and I are received into our heavenly abode, God is really only going to have one question for any of us.
当我们到天家的时候，神对我们每一个人只有一个问题。
What is that question God is going to ask each one of us, and we are going to be accounted for?
那神问我们每一个问题，他要我们负责的问题是什么呢
？What Think ye of my son? What think ye of my son?
你想我的，你对我的儿子是怎么样的态度呢
？Was my son number one in your life?
我的儿子在你的生命当中是不是居首位呢
？When you put your foot down, like Joshua was commanded to put down, did we say this is the Lord's?
当我们把脚踏在地上的时候，我们是不是像约书亚讲说，这是属神的
？Praying for your children, this child was not created to become a great scientist, medical doctor, professor, engineer. You can go right down the line. That wasn't his calling.
我们新生的儿子，我们。不是来说他会成为一个伟大的科学家或者医生或者是工程师，这不是神要的目的。
That might have been his avocation. That might be his, what we call Paul calls tent making to pay the bills.
这也许是他的职业，或像保罗说的，这只是一个支帐篷的一个工作而已。
No, our sons and daughter are given to us for us like Hannah.To give them back.
不的，当神给我们儿女的时候，我们要像哈拿一样，把它再献给神。
Oh yes, Hannah was just like any young bride. I want to have a baby.
是的，哈拿像所有年轻的新娘一样，他们愿意有孩子。
Very noble.
是的，是很尊贵的一个。
And she was jealous because she didn't have a baby.
那因为别人有儿女，她没有，所以她里面嫉妒。
But then, and I don't know where she got this, we know it came from heaven, she found out that God also wanted to have many sons.
她不晓得怎么样，她也许从天上的神给她一个领悟，就是神也要得到许多的儿子。
And she started praying, not just for herself. She said, Lord, our country,is going downhill very fast, declining spiritually.
他不只是为自己来求一个儿子，他说我们的国家在属灵的情况来下一直在走下坡。
You need a man who will stand in that gap.
你需要神啊，你需要一个人能够站在破口中。
And she prayed. And God answered that prayer, and Samuel came on the scene, and she immediately, after weaning him, gave him.To the Lord.
所以撒母耳就来到这世界。当他断奶以后，哈拿就把他献给神。
You know why so many of our children do not follow the Lord after they leave college?
有许多我们的儿女，他们毕业以后，他们就没有跟随神。
They've never been given to the Lord.
为什么呢？因为他们从来没有被奉献给神。
They were given to be successful, go to the university.
我们把我们的儿女献给这些人地上的成功，或者是献给这些好的学校。
education can become an idol.
但是教育可以成为一个偶像。
And all you had to do is go to graduations this week, last week, and you would find out that the addresses were touting education and the future and what you were going to do. It had nothing to do with God's interest.
如果你去参加许多的毕业典礼，你就会听到这些演讲者，他们就会来讲说这个教育系统是多么好，然后以后你毕业以后会有多么有机会，但是他们却没有提到神。
In Arizona, I fellowship with a brother. Many of you know him. In fact, I fellowship with him every day that I'm in Arizona. Who's a doctor? Who was a doctor?
在我现在住在亚利桑那州，每一天我都跟一位弟兄交通。他曾经是一位医生。
Beautiful undergraduate at Yale education, and then continued and got his MD at Cornell.
他是在耶鲁大学得到 学士学位，然后在康奈尔大学得到医学博士。
Practiced 40 years.
他行医有40年。
But that's long in the past. He's 86 now. He never thinks of his education, doesn't think of doctoring or anything.
他现在86岁，他的过去的所受的教育或他行医的事情，他不再去想他了。
No, he's consumed with eternity.
因为他在思想永恒。
The things of the Lord Jesus.
想到主耶稣基督。
Because the things of the Lord Jesus are the only thing that are going to last.
因为主耶稣基督才能够存到永远。
When you get to the last two chapters of Exodus, 20 times you have a little phrase, and it says, "And Moses did everything that God commanded him." 20 times.
当你读出埃及记最后两章，有20次都讲到说，摩西照着耶和华所吩咐的去行。
So a great importance to following the Lord is knowing who He is, what He is saying, and then following through.
所以要来跟随主，最重要就是要认识神是谁，听见他的声音，而且来顺从他。
Moses had great capacity. He was the prince of Egypt.
摩西是很有才能的，他曾经是埃及的王子。
Great education.
他受到很好的教育。
But before he could really enter into God's calling, God's service, God had to put him on 40-year probation.
但是他要来服侍神，来答应神的呼召之前，神要来训练他40年。
40 in the Bible means testing, probation.
40这个数字在圣经里面就是一个试验，或者是在一个学习的一个阶段。
And the one thing that he had to learn in those 40 years was to do it God's way in God's timing.
这四十年当中，摩西学什么呢？他要知道，怎么样照着神的意思去做，而且照神的时间。
With God's resources.
用神的这些资源。
He had to unlearn everything that he had just learned at the university.
他需要来重新学神的方式，把他过去在世界上学的东西放下来。
I wonder how many speeches.Last week had that little phrase. Now, class, you're going to have to unlearn everything that you have learned.
我不晓得这些毕业典礼的演讲有多少是来对这学生说，你要把你所学的一切呢，从头再学起。
Everything's been man, 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 but you're going to have to learn everything is to be God, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ.
我们在地上学的都是人人人都是从人学的，但是我们要来重新来学，说每一件事情都是从神，从他的儿子主耶稣和圣灵来的。
When God gave his commencement to Joshua, he had a word that he kept repeating and repeating, starting there in Deuteronomy 28:23. Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land.
那神对于约书亚在他毕业典礼的时候，他会这样说：你必须要刚强壮胆，因为你要带我的儿子以色列进入这地。
Those of you who are not married, those of you who are married, those of you who are even widowed now, you still, we all have the same job.
不管你结婚或没有结婚，或者你的配偶已经被主接去，我们都有同样的责任。
And that is to bring, starting with ourselves, and those around us in our family, into the land being the Lord Jesus.
神要我们做的就是来带我们所有的就是我们的儿女进入神我们预备的那地，就是主耶稣。
This is our calling.
这就是神对我们的呼召。
Not to make a name on this earth.
不是在地上要来让自己的名被高举。
Not to have titles and degrees behind our name.
不是在我们的名字后面有一些学位或者是我们的职称。
I'm not saying for one moment that we should not have an education and have our degree.
我并不是说你不需要接受教育，或者说你不需要拿学位。
But that's not the goal of that's not God's goal for us.
但是我要说的是，这不是神要我们的一个得着我们的目的。
God's goal is not for us to become financially independent early.
神对我们的计划不是让我们可以提早的在经济上可以独立。
The wisdom in the Proverbs is very clear there in that prayer. Give me enough so that I do not steal. Do not give me too much.That I lose sight of you.
在箴言里面，神的智慧就是借着这个祷告向神说：不要给我缺乏，以至于我偷窃；也不要给我太丰富，以至于我忘记造我的主。
When God addresses you and I, He knows our temperament.
当神对我们说话的时候，他知道我们的性情。
He knows our DNA better than any genetic person around.
他知道我们的基因胜过所有的科学家。
He knows our propensity to sin in an area.
他知道我们在某些方面也许很容易犯罪。
And so he knows how to train us through our daily environment that we are in to bring us into the image of his son.
所以他知道在我们遭遇到的每件事情，他来训练我们，让我们有他儿子的形象。
I hope there is not one person in here that thinks for one moment that you would be able to handle winning the lottery.
所以我想不希望每一个有任何一个人想到说，如果你得了彩券的话，中奖的话，你知道怎么样做。
You give any man or woman enough health, enough money.And enough time, and they will destroy themselves.
如果你给人有足够的钱、足够的健康或足够的时间，他会来自己会灭亡的。
Every time,
每一次都是这样的。
Only in God's way and in Him are we able to go through in the straight and narrow way through this life.
只有借着神的方法。借着他的带领，我们才能够走在这条窄路上，达到神的目的。
So God says, Joshua, you be strong. You're a little bit wobbly by nature, but you be strong.
所以神对约书亚讲，要刚强壮胆。也许在你自己是软弱的，但是你要刚强。
God says to through Samuel, behold.And 1 Samuel 15:22, Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
神对撒母耳在撒母耳记上15:22讲到说，听命胜于献祭。
You know, we say, I can imagine. I've said it many times. Well, I think I'm obeying God. I'm going to the meeting today. I'm obeying God.
我们会对自己说，哎，我今天去聚会啊，我来顺服神啊。
When we lose our temper, that's not obeying God.
可是当我们发脾气的时候，我们就没有来顺服神。
When we wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, we start worrying about something, That's not obeying God. Worry is sin.
当我们两点钟醒来的时候，一直在为很多事情担忧的时候，烦恼的时候，我们就没有来顺从神。
Jesus understands. He says, "Come to me, all who are weak and heavy laden. I will give you rest."
主耶稣知道这个，所以主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就给你们安息。
In his address, he says, "Learn of me, not this school. Learn of me."
所以主说，你们要学我的样式，而不是说要到学校里面去学习。
It's so different.
是何等的不同。
King Saul almost perfectly obeyed God, but he got impatient.
扫罗从一些角度来看，他好像是来遵守神的命令，好像快要完全了，但是他却没有达到。
He was to wait 7 days, and he waited 6 and a few hours.
撒母耳他等7天，可是他等了6天，又几个钟头。
He said, "What was wrong with King Saul? Why couldn't he wait?"
那扫罗的问题是什么呢？他为什么不能等呢
？The enemy was infiltrating into his camp.
因为仇敌要攻打他的帐篷里面。
His people were leaving.
这些仇敌都渗透到他帐篷里面，他自己的人要跑掉了。
The army was becoming scattered.
他的军兵好像要四散了。
He became fearful.
所以他就恐惧。
And he took life into his own hands.
所以他就把生命，他就再抓回到他自己的手中。
It's very easy. In fact, it's impossible to wait without the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，如果不是借着圣灵，我们不可能等待。
It's the Holy Spirit in us that gives us the ability to obey, wait on the Lord.
是住在我们的圣灵来教导我们来遵行，而且要来等候。
We can be so busy, even in the fellowship, running around tighter than a tick.
所以我们就在聚会当中，我们也是这样子忙碌的。
That's not.The image of the Lord.
这不是神的形象，主的形象。
He desires that we would express His Son on this earth.
他愿意我们来在地上彰显他儿子的形象。
For the Lord Jesus to come in and rule in our life, we learn a lesson from John the Baptist.
当神要进到我们里面来掌管我们的生命，我们可以从施洗约翰来学习。
And that is a word that we lose very quickly when John used to say to the people, Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for Jesus is here.
当施洗约翰来说要悔改，因为天国近了，因为主耶稣就在这里。
Turn from your way.
你要回转。
Turn from your worry.
来从这些思虑烦恼当中回转
，and by faith bring the Lord Jesus in，
借着信接主耶稣基督到心里。
Jesus's commencement message would be very short, probably.
如果主耶稣来给这毕业典礼的演讲，我想会很短。
It's amazing how the greater the brilliance, the more that can be packed into just a few words.
如果是很伟大或很聪明的人，他们常常就是可以把很许多的事情用简洁的几个字来讲。
Jesus would get up in front of that class at Harvard and Yale and MIT and Rice and Stanford and simply say, "Follow me."
主耶稣会对哈佛、耶鲁或这些斯坦福这些莱斯大学，就是说很简单说，来跟从我。
And that's all really that needed to be said yesterday.In this past week, in the commencement, so is just get up there and say, "I just have one word for this class: follow the Lord Jesus Christ."
那这许多毕业典礼演讲都可以总结在这简单的几个字，来跟从主耶稣基督。
Hear what he says, and then obey.
来听见主对你说的话，然后遵守。
The apostles said it this way. Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, be filled with the Spirit. And then he would have sat down after the commencement.
保罗会怎么说呢？就像在以弗所书5:18，他就说要你们要被圣灵充满，所以他就坐下来，他就讲完了。
We use this word spirit so often when we're talking and conversing, it loses its meaning.
我们好像很容易讲到圣灵，但是我们却没有抓到它真正的意思。
God, Jesus is in heaven right today. Physically, he's in heaven.
主耶稣基督现在在天上，在天堂里。
He says, it's best that I go. For if I go, I will sin, and I'll put the very spirit that was in me when I walked on this earth, my spirit, I will put in you.
主耶稣说，我去是对你们有益的，因为我去，我就可以差遣保惠师，就是在我里面的圣灵可以进到你的里面。
The spirit of obedience and wisdom that was in Jesus.Now in you.
这个顺服，这有智慧的灵，现在就在你的里面。
The spirit of love and kindness and gentleness. Now I breathe in you.
这个充满着爱，充满着恩慈，充满怜悯的灵，现在我把它吹气在你的里面。
The spirit of discipline, the spirit of peace, the spirit of long suffering, I breathe, I put into you.
这个有节制。这个长久忍耐，这个和平的灵，我现在把它吹在你的里面。
The spirit of righteousness, I pour and put into you.
公义的灵，我把它倒在你的里面。
We have not been left here as orphans just to bounce around.
我们神没有把我们留在地上成为孤儿，好像在地上跑来跑去。
In a car, and I don't care if you pay $70,000 for your car.It's going to need gasoline to go forward.
每一辆车子，不管你花多少钱，都需要放汽油在里面，它才能够往前跑。
And I don't care if gas is $10 a gallon. You better not take any shortcuts and try to put something else in that tank besides gasoline.
就算这石油涨到十块钱一加仑。你也要用，而不是说随便倒一个东西到你车子里面。
You can try and sneak a little bit of water in there. It's not going to work.
你可以掺一点水在里面，但是这样不行的。
You and I were created in the image of God.
因为你和我是造神的形象造的。
And the Spirit of God was breathed into man. Neshama, that great Hebrew word.The breath of life came into man.
所以神的灵就吹气，他就吹在我们的里面，然后我们就活过来。
And Adam and Eve could immediately communicate with God.
所以亚当夏娃他马上就可以跟神交通。
But one day Adam and Eve says, "We don't need God's Spirit. We're going to trust ourselves and the world, everything around us."This tree over here of knowledge, good and evil.
有一天，亚当夏娃就说：“我们不需要神，我来相信我自己。我还看到这个让人家有智慧，可以吃了就有智慧的果子，所以我来寻求追求它。”
And man for 6,000 years has trying to be run has been trying to run on some type of energy other than the Holy Spirit.
人这么多年来，他们在地上奔跑，他们靠着这个能量、能力，不是从神来的，而是自己来的。
And from the Garden of Eden to this day, a biggie is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
从伊甸园开始，人就是受这个分别知识善恶的这个果子的影响。
Satan says to the man and says to the woman.You can be like God. Shortcut.
撒旦对这女人说：“你可以如神啊！”这好像是撒旦给人的一个捷径。
No, it's God who makes us into the image of Himself by the Holy Spirit through the inspiration of His Word.
是神借着圣灵，借着他把他灵吹在我们的里面，来创造了我们。
Man tries to do it with crash courses on the Bible. You name it. He tries 1,000 different drugs. to do it.
人常常借着自己的方法，用速成般的方法，用各种简单的办法，想要达到人的目的。
All to fail.
所有的都失败了。
God has to have a completely empty vessel to pour His Spirit in.
神需要得着一个虚空的器皿，让神的灵可以倒在里面。
How many of you tried to discipline a little 2-3-year-old, when they are adamantly saying to themselves, "No, I'm going to do it my way"?
我们是不是有经验来管教两三岁的孩子？孩子就是说不，我要照自己的方法的时候。
You can explain, you can do whatever you want to, but until that child will listen, then the words of the wisdom of a parent could come in.
你可以试各种办法，但是我们要等到这孩子愿意听，然后我们就可以向神求智慧。
As long as you and I are running our lives, as long as we are filling our lives with our answers, all we got to do is pull out our phone and Google answers all day long. As long as we're doing that, God is silent.
只要我们都用想尽办法用自己的尝试用自己的方法来做我们的事情，神他就沉默。
But when we wake up in the morning, brothers and sisters, and before we even brush our teeth, we say, "Lord, I know nothing about raising children, about being a wife, about being a husband, about being a grandparent, about anything. I want the wisdom of heaven to come down." That is when God rends the heaven. He opens the heaven.
除非等到我们早晨醒来，甚至还没有刷牙的时候，我们跟神讲说，我什么都不会，我不知道怎么样做丈夫、妻子或管教我的孩子，我愿意来听你的声音，这样神他就才会把天为我们打开。
We live, brothers and sisters, often in such spiritual poverty, which leads to temporal poverty.
我们常常生活在属灵的贫穷里面，它就带给我们在生活里面的贫穷。
It's not necessary.
是不需要这样的。
No, all we have to do is just hear these simple words throughout the Bible. It doesn't matter where you open it. God has a commencement address.
我们需要做的就是把圣经打开，神会对我们说话，就像毕业典礼的演讲一样。
There's 10,000 more little nuggets of commencement, beginning messages that He has for us tomorrow morning.
对，明天早上来说，他有几成千上百的这些话，是像一个金子一样，他要对我们来说的。
We're then encouraged and we meet the day with all of its problems and pressures.
当我们有神的话在我们里面，我们就可以来面对每天所要面临的挑战。
God does not change our environment from anyone else in this world. We have to go through all the difficulties just like everyone else.
神没有来改变我们的生活，我们要像所有人一样，要面对生活里面许多的难处。
But we go through it with a tank full of the Lord Jesus' Spirit.
但是我们经过这些，因为我们里面充满着神的灵，主耶稣基督他自己圣的圣灵。
Meeting all the unknowns of this coming week, because we've eaten from the table.
我们来主的桌子面前来享用他的自己，我们就可以来应付这一个礼拜所面临的许多的挑战。
We obey Jesus's simple commencement message when He says, "Take up your cross daily."
主对我们讲很简单的话，就是天天背起你自己的
十字架。That simply means be selfless and follow me.
要舍己来跟从我。
We get to Revelation 2 and 3. 7 times it says there, "Listen to me." He who has an ear, she who has an ear, listen.
在启示录23章里面有7次，主说凡有耳的都应当听。
When we come to the Lord's table, those two words, It'd be a great speech, two words. Remember me, Jesus says.
到主的桌子面前，主很简单对我们说，来纪念我。
Father, we're thankful this morning you've not left us out in the dark.
主天父，我们感谢你，早晨你没有把我们放在黑暗的里。
None of these things that we go through in a day, Lord, we are to try and fix and go through them on our own.
我们生活上经历的每一个难处，你的意思不是叫我们靠自己的方法来解决。
But you've given us your very life and spirit.
你把你自己的生命和灵来赐给我们。
Your wisdom and peace to go through these things.
你给我们智慧，给我们平安，来经过，带我们经过这些难处。
And be a testimony even to the principalities and powers of darkness.
甚至在仇敌、在黑暗的权势的面前，我们可以成为你的见证。
That man created lower than angels is able to be at peace in the devil's world.
在这个充满着魔鬼的世界里面，人被比天使微小的受造，却可以有平安。
May we learn to listen and obey.
愿我们来学习，来听你的声音，而且信而来顺从。
We pray this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
靠你儿子圣洁的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.